Blog Talk Radio.
For joining us. We'll be spending the next hour together, I think an incredible hour. We've asked that this show be featured because we think it's incredibly important what we're going to talk about, and we're also going to give away software to everyone who's listening, to you, your friends, or anyone that you want to send the link to. On this show, we attempt to bring you ideas and information in support of self-health and self-freedom. And certainly this show will fall into that category because we think the radiation from Fukushima and GMO foods and telephones and TSA examinations and x-rays are beginning to affect our immune system. And we have created software that will tell you what you have been exposed to individually through just doing a vocal print, and it'll also provide you charts and information about how to undo that damage from a nutritional perspective. Well, one of the things that we hear a lot about radiation is it's causing a problem. It's this many rads, or it's been here, or all over the country. What is really happening? So we thought we would discuss a little bit about what kind of radiation damage goes on in the cell. But first we have a few announcements. If you would like to call in and talk to us on Blog Talk Radio, that number is 347-850-1407. And if you would like to join us to watch the show, you can go to our site, South Health Options, soundhealthoptions, that's plural, .com. And on the front page at the top, it has radio. And if you'll go down just a little ways on the front page, it gives you a way to join us on WebEx, even if you have Mac, it's just a little more difficult to come in. And you can watch the show and watch what is happening. You can also raise your hand on WebEx. You can post a question in our chat. You can also post a question on the chat in Blog Talk. They did fix that. It's been down for the last couple of weeks, and we haven't been able to use it. Why would you want to watch the show? Well, if we have time, we're going to demonstrate the software and what can happen with it. Also, just gets you used to what is going on our site. We do have an events calendar on our site, so if you think there is something going on, you can just jump in and look at events. It's right below the scroll bar at the top where it has Guardians of the People, NanoVoice, another free software, JBAB, our Journal of Bioacoustic Biology, media information, I'm on a lot of other radio shows, and then events, which tells us, or tells you, about our class. We're being sponsored today by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, even through this simultaneous broadcast. We are a research organization located in Southern Ohio. We study the effects of sound and frequency on human systems. I see we've got a lot of new people with us today. So I will start from the beginning. We put a microphone in front of your face. We take a 30-second sample of your voice. And then we begin to look at that frequency set in your voice as a frequency matrix, a grid that tells us what's going on in your body. If you want more background, please go to our journal, Journal of Bioacoustic Biology, jbab.org. There are several issues there. They are all free. And we are here today to not only talk to you about radiation, but to talk to you about the tools we have created for you. You know, a lot of people talk about this and, oh, we're going to die and it's ruining our health. But what are they really doing about it? We are providing the tools. We are providing individualized computer programs that you can download to your computer, even if it's Mac. The Mac instructions are at nanovoice.org. And Moonstone, if you're with us, would you please post that for us? This is actually a show. I'm doing the talking, but this is a show where everybody pitches in and helps and answers questions. And Moonstone has been our poster person. And George has been, I don't see him with us today, but he posts a lot of links and information for everybody. So if you've got people, especially people on the West Coast, that you think might benefit from this show or this software, I've put in the link. It is soundhealthoptions.com/radiationclass.html. And I realize that we have a lot of people that are going to be listening to this show as well as watching the show. So I want to start with, what are the effects on radiation on the cell? Oh, I forgot to remind you. We had a great class yesterday, and it is one of our giveaway classes. Giveaway as in provide an avenue, and giveaway as in give you the software. And we did it on countervailing the season. That class and the software offer, which is free, I'm not here to sell you something, I'm here to provide something free to you. The software, the charts, the class, the textbook even, is waiting for you at soundhealthoptions.com/flu, F-L-U, dot H-T-M-L. And Moonstone, if you would post that, I would appreciate it. I think I have already posted that on the chat in Blog Talk. Yes, I have. And I have made it dark for people so that they can see exactly where it is. Now, the one today is soundhealthoptions.com/radiationclass.html. And the one that we did yesterday that will be made available for free on our site for the next 30 days is soundhealthoptions.com/radiationclass.html. Now, after the 30 days that we have it posted, you're going to pay $40 for that software for a 30-day use. And if you want to purchase a year's use of it, it's $187. So if you can get your friends, especially the ones on the West Coast that's being bombarded by this, and Hawaii, please let them know that that's going to be available for the next few days. So why are we all worried about radiation? What difference does it make? People are not dropping dead on the spot. What is really going on? Why should we be worried? Well, I'm going to read some information from a document that we did and posted on our website, soundhealthoptions.com, under radiation, under Information Central. And the name of this is APSLEY, APSLEY, and Trudeau, Kevin Trudeau, about radiation. And Dr. APSLEY, who is an MD and a chiropractor, was on Kevin Trudeau's show, and we've been on there several times also. But when I listened to Dr. APSLEY, I couldn't believe it, and I was scared. I was incredibly scared, because he was warning us about radiation exposure and what we should expect in the next few years. I didn't believe him. I didn't believe our government would lie to us so bad. How naive of me. So I want to read you some of what he said, because I took every sentence that he said and I tore it apart and looked at it for truthfulness. That's what we do here at the center. We look at whether or not people are telling the truth by the frequencies of their voice, and we also look at nutrients and genomes and biochemistry and radiation exposure. So this is why we should pay attention. Dr. Apsley's voice indicated that he's one of the good guys. He's concerned, dedicated, and committed to doing something that he considers to be a government cover-up. And that leaves all of us vulnerable and exposed. And you're going to see what that exposure can cause in a few minutes. He's an emotional speaker. He loves humanity. And these are few of the points that he made. And he references a lot of this to Chernobyl, the plant, nuclear plant that blew up in Russia a couple decades ago. After Chernobyl, Russia put a 3.5-year blanket on talking about the Chernobyl disaster. In other words, they didn't want anybody talking about it. I think in the U.S., they just think we're so stupid we'll listen to what they say, and they've just upped the safe levels, which is just dumb. It was against the law to discuss the status of Chernobyl radiation exposure. 2, slightly less than 1 million people have died as a result of the Chernobyl incident. Slightly less than 1 million. 3, Fukushima has 7 different fuel rod reactors as opposed to Chernobyl having only 1, which means the Fukushima accident is 7 times more deadly than Chernobyl. Now, for those of you just listening to us on Blog Talk, you can get a copy of this from our website, Sound Health Options, under Profiles or under Information Central. Or if you can't find that, you can get in touch with me, Sherry Edwards, Sherry with an A, Sherry Edwards at Gmail. And I'm sure Lynn is going to post that address for you to make sure you get it right. 4, published maps indicate that the exposure is 50 times that of Chernobyl. 5, there are 7 times more people in Japan than there were around the Chernobyl area. 7, independent researchers are finding physical plutonium, which is a radioactive isotope, as far away as 1.5 miles or more from Fukushima, which means the second explosion from unit 3 was a detonation. That means that the explosion exceeded the speed of sound. This indicates that the danger from enriched plutonium is far greater than reported earlier. And for those of you who have just joined us, because I see several of you have called your friends and asked them to join in and listen to this, we are listing pieces of information that were reported by Dr. John Apsley, MD, on a show he did with Kevin Trudeau. Number 8, exposure to this plutonium will accelerate aging due to the mass exposure of free radicals. Now that number 8 is one that I want to talk about for just a minute. What is the effect on the cells? Excuse me. So essentially, if you look at all of it, and we have seen a lot of this exposure at our clinic in Southern Ohio, Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, essentially the molecular bonding for each cell is disturbed. So the cells are floating out here in chaos, and they don't know who they're supposed to be with. Like lost children, they don't know where their parents are, they don't know where their siblings are, they don't know what they should be attached to. It destroys the molecular bonding. Now, where do we get this radiation? Well, a big one is from Fukushima, but also from background noise, cell phones, just riding in an airplane, irradiated food, microwaves, especially in plastic, and just from your radio and TV and just kind of walking around on the planet. We're going to come back to that and give you more information about what it destroys and ways around this nutritionally. So that number 8 is really important, and I think I skipped one. Number 6, releases from TEPCO, T-E-P-C-O, shows that ocean releases are 10 times greater than Chernobyl. So I read 7, that's about 1.5 miles away. 8, the plutonium will accelerate aging. That's because your cells are falling apart. They lack cohesion. We're going to tell you how we hope that you can put that back together. Number 9, plutonium is a perfect free radical with a lifespan of tens of thousands of years. And we are reading from information that Dr. John Apsley reported on a show with Kevin Trudeau. These are statements that I concluded from vocal profiling from Dr. Apsley, that these statements are true. 10. Plutonium thrown into the air by detonation goes worldwide. 11. These air currents flow naturally into Alaska and the northern part of Canada and the western U.S. Look at the maps. Go online. Look at the radiation maps. It will show you every day, every moment, where this airflow is going. 12. This gets worse. During the month of April, people in Tokyo were breathing in no less than 10 hot particles per day that will stay in the lungs for years, continually producing free radicals every day. Now, there is a biochemical called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Now, I'm not reading this. I'm telling you something we have found in our clinic. You can buy it at your health food store. It is the first chemical made when conception takes place. There's a lot of damage that happens to the cell. The lack of molecular bonding is just the worst. These heavy metals go into the cell and take up your oxygen receptor sites, also something aging. So your health food store has ATP. It's kind of expensive. We can also, for those of you who are practitioners and have learned to do this, you can charge your water with ATP and drink it, which is probably a very good way to get it into the system, because the radiation does go through the water and affects the water in your body first, which in turn affects the cells. ATP is also the color of white light. So you can also use your imagination, cover yourself, or start with a tiny speck of white light inside your body and explode it, and let it go all over your body, that frequency will carry throughout your body and help push out these free radicals that are, one, disturbing molecular glue, and two, taking up the receptor sites for your oxygen. Number 13 on the list, measurements taken in Seattle, Washington, indicate that residents during the month of April were breathing in at least one half of the amount that the people in Tokyo were breathing. 14, such a cover-up is possible because of normalcy bias that the government is counting on. If people don't see immediate trauma, they will go back to believing all is well, particularly if the government is providing information that the event is harmless. And they did. They said there is no reason no U.S. citizen was going to be damaged by this. Poppycock. I have seen it come into our clinic every day. And looking at the frequencies of your voice, we can go back and look at the details. We can look at where this started. Now imagine every cell in your body is running amok, running loose, and there's no communication with the cells. What kind of damage, what kind of chaos is this creating? 15, the hard data coming out of Chernobyl, which caused nearly 1 million deaths plus 8 million critically disabled, was not linked or connected to the damage until nearly 25 years later. Back to that normalcy balance or bias. So you're not seeing it immediately, or not seeing a lot of it immediately, and you're certainly not seeing the press associating this with Fukushima. But go to Dr. Apsley's website, Dr. Apsley, Apsley, drapsley.com, and he has articles posted there that show the research, that show the detail. Number 16, within a year after Chernobyl, the air currents were shown to end up in Massachusetts. The infant death rate in Massachusetts spiked to 900%. This was published by a top researcher at the University of Pittsburgh, Ernest Sternglass. And in Washington State, the increase was 200%. Please go visit www.radiation.org and look at some of the literature and research posted by Joseph Mangano, M-A-N-G-A-N-O. Number 17, data points from Chernobyl can be used to compare what will likely result from Fukushima. 18, Chernobyl's fast decaying particle was iodine, which is out of the system in about 8 days, half-life 80 days. Longer acting cesium and strontium last about 100 to 300 years. Half-life is 30 years. Now, in this article about the results of Fukushima, it says there are times when the cell goes undamaged. If there's not a lot of damage, and if you give your body the nutrients that it needs to take care of this, glutathione, methionine, ATP. I'm trying to think of other things, biflavonoids, especially those found in squash and berries. There's juices out now like mangosteen that you can find. As long as you are giving your body what it needs to help repair these cells, some are repaired, a lot are damaged, and what we see it causing is cancer and spontaneous abortion. Number 19, people in the U.S. will be affected long term, contrary to what President Obama is claiming. 20. During the first 4 months of Fukushima, the U.S. national infant death rate rose 2.3%, while during the first 4 months after the Chernobyl catastrophe, the U.S. national infant rate rose only 0.43%. So Chernobyl is 8 times harder on infant deaths. So that gives perspective to how much more initial impact we have experienced from Fukushima versus Chernobyl. Over the course of the next year after Chernobyl, there was a 4.22% decline in U.S. infant death rate, yielding an initial net increase of nearly 5% in the U.S. And this will likely still occur. Infant leukemia in the U.S. increased by 30%. A third. Infant leukemia in the U.S. increased by 30% within a year after the Chernobyl event, according to the British Medical Journal. For those of you just joining us, and the list gets longer and longer of people who are jumping in, that is great and wonderful that you are calling your friends and say, please listen. We're also going to have this in archives so people can send that out to their people, and we are going to send it en masse out on an advertisement that this software associated with checking your radiation exposure is going to be available to the public. 22. We are reading a list of statements made by Dr. John Apsley, MD and chiropractor, that were made on the Kevin Trudeau Show. 22. En masse, people will become hypothyroid, low thyroid, and stay that way, which leads to chronic degenerative diseases throughout the lifespan. 23. Childhood thyroid cancer increased steadily the 7 years after Chernobyl. 24. Thyroid cancer in Connecticut went up by 94%. Go back and check these. Go to radiation.org. Go to drapsley.com. Read some of this literature. Those who are immune suppressed will be the first affected. And what we have seen in our clinic is the immune system is being depleted. The Krebs cycle, the energy cycle of the body, is being depleted by this. And yes, thank you for this statement in the chat. Depleted uranium, from bullets is also a radiation threat to our soldiers. And we played a film for people last week, or a bit of it, that said during nuclear testing, suicide went up significantly for people in the area. So when you're getting this depleted radiation from these bullets that are happening, then that's why you end up seeing the statistic that our returning soldiers are attempting suicide every 80 minutes. That film, by the way, is Water, the Great Mystery, and I think that's about 54 minutes in that it talks about. Maybe it's 34. Write to me, and I'll tell you where it is in the film, because it's incredible. 26. Fukushima had 7 reactors blow up as compared to only 1 reactor in Chernobyl. So we can expect to see far greater effects than those tracked after Chernobyl. 27. The west coast of the U.S. will bear the brunt of what is coming toward the U.S. Now, that's the facts. What should we do about it? Let's look at some other government facts, because right after this happened, I did an evaluation, a vocal evaluation, using the little free Nano Voice that's available to everyone listening, nanovoice.org. Just download it. All the information's there. No strings attached. It's the way it is. This has to be gotten out to the public. The subject was, in case of a nuclear bomb, how to handle human remains. The guy's name was Charles Miller. His voice breaks down at the note of G-sharp, physical usefulness. It becomes very high and very reactive. He has an obvious split between the truth and spin. C-sharp is the note that deals with fairness and justice. Normal is 42. His score is 6. D is the note of being helpful for others for unselfish reasons. His score is 4 out of a normal 42. He does have a very high intellectual ego. It seems to me that someone told him to say these things, that the U.S. will not be affected. There is no danger. The man is not telling the truth when we look at this bioacoustically. Now, the split comes between G and G sharp. For those of you who are trained and want to look at the numbers here, his foundation is moving along and drops down into his gut at G to G sharp. And G to G sharp is taking care of things physically. And there's a big split between what he knows intellectually and what he's able to do as a response. In my opinion, his response was nothing but spin, and they're leaving us, the people, out here to struggle with this, to deplete our immune system. Now, who really wants this done? Who wants us to die? Who wants us to be suppressed? Who wants us to be sick? Now, I've said this on three shows recently, but I don't think I've said it on my blog talk show. If there is a they, other than the government and Monsanto and whoever else, wants us to die and the planet to be depleted, they must be attacking this from many perspectives. And one perspective is to make everybody sick. Because when you're sick, you can't fight. When you're sick, you can't think. And even with radiation therapy, if you begin to look what's put out by Dr. McCullough and some of the things that happen even with using radiation for cancer therapy, it destroys brain cells. The cells that replete themselves easily are the ones that do it fast. Like hair cells, the beard grows fast, and a cut, that grows fast. Your brain cells don't. And this gets in and begins to deplete, damage those cells that don't renew themselves as quickly. Because the glue is not there for each of the cells to talk to each other. So my suggestion is that if you attack the health, the water, the food, the air, the land, the cells of the people you consider your enemy, the people you want to get rid of, you keep them sick. They will not fight you. They'll not argue. They will comply because they want to get well. Health is more important than wealth. We have a sick health care system. Thank you for the quote, Richard. Health care system makes a lot of money off sickness. they incredibly do. Just look at radiation therapy and cancer. Billions of dollars to poison you, to poison your cells in the hopes that they can kill the cancer. Who are they? Is it just Monsanto who's poisoning our food with GMOs? Is it just the people who did Fukushima and is trying to tell you don't protect yourself, just let yourself discombobble and die? You know, we offered this software to the people of Japan through our practitioners there. We offered it free, and they refused, saying our government told us there is no problem. And these sheeple believed them. They even have to move out of the area. The towns are deserted. Why would the Japanese government have people desert the towns if there's no danger? Wake up! Wake up and use the tools. Now, if there was a they that wanted to help the people of the earth, what would that they look like? It would certainly be somebody that wouldn't scare anybody. It would be somebody that had information that would help, or a talent that would help. The person would look ordinary. In other words, I'm saying to you folks that you wouldn't know an alien that came to help, because they would not look any different from anyone else. They would sort of kind of have a special talent that wasn't quite so different. And every time you accepted a piece of information they provided, they'd give you a new piece, and a new piece, and a new piece. When you look at the history of how Human Bioacoustics and the Institute of Human Bioacoustics came along, I think you'll realize where the help is coming from. Now, we are a nonprofit, 501c3 registered nonprofit, and we do have donations. Most of them go to help train people to do this. We are willing to give this software, because somebody has to. Can we afford it? No. But we would like to turn around and ask all of you to help us share this software. I have put in the chat how to post a flyer on Craigslist. Even if you just go in and post, here's a free class with software, two softwares actually, a textbook and charts. And if you live on the West Coast, or if there is a radiation threat wherever you are, and I just heard from some people from Sedona, Arizona yesterday, and there is a big threat there. There is a threat in the Gulf. We're hearing it from Texas. You heard that it's from Massachusetts. It's all over. Why sit and do nothing? Use this software to see what your exposure is. And then use some of the charts inside the software to be able to show what is really going on. These are the two softwares that you can download from soundhealthoptions.com/radiationclass.html. The abacus, which tells you which frequencies in your voice are in stress, free. Radiation Rescue, which tells you what you've been exposed to, free. Audacity tells you, or takes a vocal print, free. All of this is waiting for you. Tell your friends. Post it on Craigslist. Post it on your website. And I'm trying to find the, there goes my computer acting up again. Right before we went on the air, everything that I had created bunched up and went into a little hole. And I had a hard time trying to get it back. here is one of the charts that is available for you. Now, that's not what I wanted. Bear with me a minute. This chart is very important because it tells you how you might use nutrition to reverse some of this. Well, I can't believe I just lost it again. This is beginning to aggravate me. This is the chart that is waiting for you, and it tells you if you have been exposed to iodine, it will compete with the body's use of zinc, which is for healing cuts, healing the body, making insulin, making sperm, and it will interfere with your body's ability to use that long term because these things last a long, long time. Nutrition antidote, glutamate, glutathione. It will affect your ears and your swallowing. This tells you some of the things to look for if you have been exposed, and then what to do nutritionally. And I would expect you to go look at some of this on the internet of where to get NADH, which is a form of B3 that the liver makes. There is a 2-hour class also waiting for you. Craigslist, or if you can give information back to me and say, this is where we ought to be going. This is where you ought to post this. This is what you ought to do. And if you can help us do that, if you need a flyer to post in your local stores or something, we'll get it to you. Let us know. Help us spread the word. And these are some centers that you're looking at. This is Black, B-L-A-C-K, Cat, C-A-T, Systems. BlackCatSystems.com. And it's someone's attempt to set up radiation monitors throughout the U.S. I would encourage you, if anyone knows about this, to get in touch with them. Help monitor what is going on. They have a map there that is in real time. blackcatsystems.com/rad/map/map.html. Let me see if I can grab this and put it inside the chat for people. Okay, I've got it in the chat for people watching us. I'm going to try to go put it in the chat for our Blog Talk listeners. And I think I was successful in getting that done. Hopefully. There is a tremendous amount of information online. Dr. Mercola, I trust his information. I don't much like his sales pitches all the time, but I certainly like his information, and it's free. And he has written a couple of articles about radiation and what's really going on with it. I think I have already put that in our website as a link. Yes, I have. And we could put it up there again for people who don't want to have to scroll up. And look at all that, and I will put it in our Blog Talk Radio also. This is a thorough article about what radiation is. Radiation from Fukushima, Fukushima, although I've seen it spelled many different ways. Radiation from Fukushima, the levels now at record high. Mercola says it's been over a year since the damage occurred, but it's just now being reported that samples from the basement of reactor number one revealed radiation levels as reached up to 10,300 millisievert, probably sievert, millisieverts an hour, which is enough to make a person sick within minutes and kill them shortly thereafter. To put this in perspective, the workers at the site reached their annual allowance radiation dose in 20 seconds. Needless to say, workers cannot go anywhere near the site, so robots must be used. It's estimated that complete demolition of the plant will take 4 decades and require new cleanup technology. Very thorough article. But again, it doesn't give you information about what to do about it. It says 14,000 Americans may have already died from Fukushima fallout. 14,000. Dangers of low dose. Dangers of minimum risk. He tells you that some of the things you can do, spirulina, which is blue-green algae, turmeric, whey, other herbs that might be useful, ginseng, ashwagandha, high-dose vitamin C, coconut oil. Very nice article, very good resource from Dr. Mercola. If you're having trouble finding it, radiation from Fukushima. The software that we want to offer is free, and we are going to leave this software up 24/7. Get to your friends and family. The textbook is there waiting for people. It doesn't say click on this. So I always warn people, this is what it looks like. Double click on it, and it's the textbook. It's free. I love the internet. You will need a microphone. All of these you can get from Amazon. Dynex USB desktop mic. Dynex, D-Y-N-E-X. It's black, has a little neck, sort of looks like a one of those swaying snakes that come up. It's rubberized, very sturdy. A Logitech USB mic. It has a silver bottom, looks like a little quill pen stuck into it. It's very hard plastic, and it's not very sturdy. One drop, and it's gone. And then a Samson mic. All of these have been calibrated to our database. If you need to know more about what is going on, or if you think this is not legitimate, I would encourage you to go to our website and look at information that we have posted for you in secret, soundhealthoptions.com/secretstash. .html. The Miracles of Non-Medicine video there will show you the doctors that we have worked with. We have kept ourselves under wraps, so to speak, but now offers are coming out of the woodwork for people to buy us up. by the whole shebang of Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. And every time I mention to them, if you don't do something with this within a year, it's going to revert back to me. They run. We are trying to be bought out by people who want to put this on the shelf, and I just absolutely cannot allow it. We have good reports from the government when they have tried to help us do things. The National Institute of Health gave us a very nice report. Voice analysis has the potential for non-invasive and inexpensive detection of physiological states. This would certainly have dramatic impact across the healthcare system if it could be specific, robust, and predictive. Now that from the National Institute of Health. It is predictive. It is robust. It is ready for you folks to take it out to the public. We have a catastrophe on our hands with Fukushima, with TSA, with riding in airplanes radiation, with radiated foods. This needs to be put in the hands of the people. Yes, I could offer to sell, but that would be a two-edged sword. I think if we sell any part of it, it might be the marketing, because that would be easiest to come back to. But what's going to happen with that is the price of our classes, the price of what we have, is going to double or triple. The people coming in to market would have to put a lot of money in this, and I don't think they would ever want to give it away for free as we are doing. They would have to put money in their pocket to make that financially feasible. We're getting some statements from the chat that ginseng is excellent for detox. Milk thistle has been tested as very beneficial to the liver in dealing with radiation, which is one of the other things that have happened. The radiation is causing fatty livers. Fatty liver decreases your enzymes. Enzyme depletion decreases your ability to digest any and everything. I had a link here on how to post on Craigslist. Even if you post, I just listened to Blog Talk Radio today, and they have this show archived. And because you listen to the show, you get to have software, free software. You'd pay $40 for a 30-day trial of this, $187 for a year trial of it, and $300 if you were a professional that took our course. This is valuable, and people are yelling at me and saying, if it has no value, people don't see it as valuable. And they dismiss it as a con job. There is nothing here that is detrimental to you, and only benefits. Take this, learn to use it, use the two-hour class. As long as you're helping others, I will renew the software forever for you, especially those of you on the West Coast. Please post this in at least Craigslist under free services, free software, or start your own consulting business. You download it and charge people to help them with this, to help them understand what they have been exposed to. Now the question comes up, is this absolutely proven to be 100% accurate? And the answer is no. We don't have people that we will deliberately expose to radiation to see if some of this works or not. But we have enough extrapolation of information in other ways of looking at somebody that's been exposed to bird flu, and can we give them the frequency of the antidote and have the bird flu go away? Yes, we can do that. And we think if we can do those kinds of things, we can do the same thing with radiation. BP is still covering up the long-term effects of just the Corexit used during the BP disaster. Their happy face advertising, BS campaign. Absolutely, and we have produced two articles about that, Richard. One, that the antidote that they put down for Corexit was the same frequency that allowed the dengue fever mosquito to breed prolifically. Now, if you go back and look at the literature, you'll see that there was a dengue fever surge when this Corexit antidote went into the water. And now they're even, after tornadoes and tsunamis and whatever, they're getting these great balls of oil come up on the beaches. All they did was send it to the bottom to kill things down there so you can't see it. Absolutely, our immune systems are under siege. There is so many great comments coming into the chat. We have a question. I want to take your course. Tell me how I can get that funded. Well, we have on our site a frequently asked questions site, frequently asked questions, FAQ, and you can open that and it gives you some ideas. But very recently, we were bombed shortly before I went on, so I will get in touch with the webmaster and tell them somebody has bombed it. Frequently asked questions site. If you want, I'll send that to you. I wrote it. I have the raw data. So just write to me, Sherry Edwards, Sherry with an A, at gmail.com, and I will send you the original. But very recently, we have had several people attend class, and it's been paid for by the government. They have been on unemployment and are in a retraining program. They've been on aid to dependent children or on welfare and in a retraining program. Rehabilitation services will pay for this, particularly when you can show them our doctor film about how we've been able to reverse things like stroke. And I don't remember, I think in Ohio it was about somewhere between 30% and 40% of the people on the rehabilitation services were stroke victims, so you can help them get out of that. We do have some scholarships that come in, people who we have worked with and they want to help. Sometimes we have equipment come in that they want to help. We just had a donation of a couple of tone boxes for a baby that needed help. So this is a health journey for the people. We would like to invite you guys to come along. Remember, ATP, adenosine triphosphate, can help with radiation exposure. And one of the things we were asked to do today was to look at the cosmic note. Every day there are frequencies that are coming to the U.S. and we are coming to the world from outside space. space. And the frequencies coming today are an F, moving into F sharp, and it's lower back, mycoplasma pneumonia, and that's a gene, so be a little more careful about what you're breathing, and a myelin protein. So it's not a good time for an operation because myelin protein helps rebuild the nerves. So I wouldn't recommend surgery right now for a few days anyway. This lasts about 3 days as we move through it. Keynote. We are trying to put together a blog, and Richard, you might help me with that because I'm so stupid about blogs, so that people can ask more questions and we can post the frequencies for every day. Now, the quadrate of the loin and the iliacus, those are the muscles associated with this that we could post every day. Those are the muscles you would use if you were bending over a table, scaling a fish or peeling carrots or something. And when you stand up, those are the muscles that go into stress. Please let us know what you would like to hear about or see on this show. This is a show for you. What would you really like us to bring you information about? Health is more important than wealth. And the bioacoustic radiation software is just one software that we have given away. Go to guardiansofthepeople.com and you'll begin to see some of the other softwares that we have shared over the last 2 years with our Guardian Network. Yes, you have to sign papers to get in that says you're not here to stop the dissemination of this information. Yes, you understand that this is a personal organization, a personal network of information. What we are hoping is that we can put this system of people together, and that if there is a threat, we can immediately, in any community, give out the antidotes and have those broadcast. We are out of time. Thank you for joining us. I hate saying goodbyes. Oh, people are saying they've looked for those frequencies several times. Benita, remind me today on our professional class that's coming up at 2, and I will show people how to figure those. Thank you, Moon, for all your help. Thank all of you for helping post, and we'll talk later. Thanks for being here. Remember to let your friends know this is archived, and it will also be up on our site in just a few minutes.